Meanwhile, Lake State residents face a different problem. People in Rumbek are living in fear after a spate of killings in the town. Locals complain that the state government is doing little to curb the violence, and some state officials say they need help from Juba to bring the situation under control. Former Rumbek Central County Commissioner Matur Majok says a senior inspector from the State Infrastructure Ministry was gunned down on Tuesday by unknown gunmen. He blames the latest homicide in the region on a deep-rooted culture of revenge killings.
He was going to buy the cow from the auction. When they come back from auction, they got somebody on the way who was carrying a gun and immediately opened the gun and shot him. Is it revenge?
It is common because it was they killed a chief, a prior chief, which is brother of the governor of every state. Secondly, they killed many people. They killed another executive chief also in Rumbeki, and they killed such chief. And he just questioned, he just reached up to town now. Today, they told they killed the senior official, the senior staff, and that is where fighting is just approaching to the town, slowly.
Father Henry Jidudu is a Catholic priest who lives in Rumbek. He says the town is
very insecure, according to me, because there is shootings everywhere most of the time at night. People feel very insecure. They are not actually free to move beyond 8. In fact, when it gets dark around 7:30, some people, traders, begin closing down their shops.
25-year-old Daniel Juke says the perpetrators of the crimes usually get away literally with murder.
3 days ago, somebody was just shot near the market. They failed and went away, and he was not caught.
Juke complains that the local authorities are not doing enough to stop the killings. State lawmaker Veronica Umjima Phillips agrees. She says the government has failed to provide security to the people. She blames the killings on lawlessness and an ingrained culture of revenge. She says she feels powerless to do anything to help because the state legislature has not been in session for weeks.
Now we have 45 days and the parliament is not working. When there is anything going like that, then the parliament will debate on that issue. Then they come out with a law which can even help the people of the state. And that thing is not there.
Umjima says even lawmakers like her are too afraid to speak about what is happening in the state. They feel threatened by the insecurity.
MPs are in the secret places. You sleep in your house. Then sometimes you go and sleep somewhere because you are in fear.
Adeu Deng is a mother of three who also says that fear is part of her daily life. She says the security is becoming worse by the day and insecurity is affecting people's lives in unexpected ways.
Life here has become difficult. Prices in the market are very high. Flour, sugar, and everything. Our farms are destroyed, and kids are getting sick. They don't have clean water. It is difficult to provide food at home. If you go to a hospital, many kids are malnourished because there is no proper feeding.
Shadrach Ball, also a lawmaker, insists the local authorities are trying their best to end the killings and restore a sense of safety in Rumbek. But, he says, the situation has gotten out of hand. He says the government in Juba should intervene and support the state authorities to restore calm. He says for that to happen,
the disarmament has to be effected by the state authorities, with the reinforcement to be made by the central government. So state authorities cannot go about it single-handedly. There is a large number of illegal firearms with the civil population, which is not easy to be gotten hold of by the few forces that are deployed in the state.
Rumbek County Police Commissioner Kosi Akedit says local security officials are doing their best to end the killings, but he says the problems are not unique to Rumbek.
And these things are happening also in America. The police officer cannot be asked about the crimes happening in that area or in that place. Which is the follow-up? There are cases which happen here, and they are being ended here.
Residents of the town simply hope that someone can bring the situation under control and end the senseless killings and insecurity in the town so that they can go back to living without constant fear.